Up to that plum is dying.
On the days. Let us say the Goins Girse, the Osa Rovin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Truknin is Chayovim Bechala. Truknin is Chayiv Bechala. Mai Truknin, Amar Rabbaye, Kuveda Are. So Rashi says, Kuveda Are, Oise Mokim Cholo Bekire. There's a cavity in the Kire. That means there's a thick cavity that is placed for the batter to become this asif, to gather together. V'noisem b'soichoy mayim v'kemach, k'moy sha'oisem ba'alfis. So this is chayiv b'chala. This is a shem lechem. V'omar Abaye, terise p'tura min achala. Terise is pota min achala. May terise. Ike da amri, so we have a three-way machloikis, what terise is. Ike da amri, govil marta. Govel Martach, so Rashi says, Noisnim kemach umayim bekeili, uboichshim bekaf. This is also a very watery batter that you mix together flour and water in a keili. Vishoivchem al hakirok shehini sekes, and this is thrown, this is built on a hot kire, and it's like, it ends up like a very thin pancake. There's no cholol over here like by kuvadara. Kuvadara oisa mokim cholol bekire. So it has a consistency, it's thick, so therefore it has a shem lechem. That's chayiv v'chale. But this govel martoch is just poured on a hot kire, and it ends up like a very thin pancake, and this doesn't have a shem chale. V'ike da'amri namo dehindiki. Others say nama de hindiki, but say, Rashi says, a dough sha'oifen bishput. It's like you're roasting a dough. Umoishchen oisai tomid b'shemen, oi b'meibayim b'shemen. This also does not have a shame lechem, so it is poto min achala. Be'ike da amri, and there's a third shite, like da amri lechem ha'osui lekutach. That trise is a dough, that the purpose of the dough is not it should be made into a bread to be eaten, it's made lekutach. Well, let's see what Rashi says. Lechem ha'osi lekutach, ein oifen oisoi betanu. This dough is not oimit to bake it in a oven. Elo bechama. This is baked bechama, so this is also poto min achala. Tani rabchie lechem ha'osi lekutach poto min achala. It's poto min achala. V'otanye chayiv b'chala. We learned in a baraisa that it is chayiv b'chala. Hosom kidiktoni taime. Rabbi Yehuda oimer maiseho moichichin oleho. This lechem ha'osi lekutach, this dough, what the purpose of the dough is, eventually to bake it b'chame, and a baking bechama does not give it a din lechem. But maiseo moichichin oleo, it matters how this dough was made, and that shows what it's oimed to become. Oson ke'ovin, if this dough was made, Rashi says, arucho umikutefes kegluskois nois, that this dough was made like looked like it's oimed to become a bread. Goli daite de lelechem also, that really he wants to make it lechem. It's chayovim. So we could learn, kilimudim, kinisorim ba'alme, if it looks just like a board, shaloi hitpid ala risosom, the way it was he needed it together, it ended up like a flat board. So we see klar, he has no intentions of making a bread out of it. The whole tachlis is, it's for kutach. Later it's put into a mixture. V'dugmasoi shaninu b'mayit koten, oysa loy lemudim, luchim leber shal yayin lechasoysoi. That means boards to cover a boir of yain. So, we could learn pshat that as follows. Maisel mechichon ole oso ke'ovin, goli daite de lelechem oso. That means, if v'shas gilgul ha'isa, he had intentions that it should end up bekutach, so why did he make it aruche mekutefes kegluskois? He's going to end it up, he's not going to bake it, it's not going to be eaten as bread, later it's going to be roasted and put into a mixture of kutach, so why did he do this? So goli daite de lelechem oso, so for, it could be that he was megaladas b'shas when he made the gilgul ha'isa, when he made this, he had intentions to make it for a bread. Later he changed his mind, and he found out there's enough bread, so he's going to use this for kutach, and he's going to bake it b'chamo. So it could be this is chayiv mina teira. Since b'shas gilgul ha'isa, he wanted to make it for a bread, so it became already nischayiv b'chale. The chiyuv chale that is chal b'shas gilgul ha'isa depends what his kavana was b'shas gilgul ha'isa. Goli daite de lelechem oso. So could be there's a deraisa de kechiyuv. There's a svore to say, the Rosh and Psochim brings down a svore, could be it's a derabon on the kechiyuv. That means, could be his intentions were all the time that he should use it for kutach, but al koponim this amaris ayin, it looks like he has intentions to make it for a bread and to bake it in the oven. So could be, it's a midarabonon yochayev b'chale. So that means if one has an ise, that it looks that he intends to bake it, so it's mechuyev b'chale, either could be if his intentions really were like that, he's mechuyev min ha-teire. Or if his intentions weren't like that, al achiyev marasayin, al kaponim is mechuyev, lahavchish chale midarabon. Lechem ha'osui likutach potar minachala, v'hainu k'sho'oso kilimudim. The lefiyem is the case is when he made it kilimudim. U'peirish Rashi, and Rashi says pshat, iso shemiyavshim b'chamo. So al koponim we see from Rashi, if a person has an ise, and we know he does not intend to bake the ise, he intends to dry it b'chame, so that doesn't have a shame lechem, and it's not chayiv b'chale. Chiyuv chale is totally if it's oimet to become lechem, and this is oimet to be dried b'chame, not to be baked b'tano, so it doesn't have a shame lechem. Because the Amrinin b'Meseches Chale, it says in Meseches Chale, Kol Shetchilosoi Iso. If it started off an Ise, and this means it was a, the Rabbi Natam learns it means it was a hard dough, a thick dough. V'Soifais of Gonim. It ended up, the sofais of Gonim, it ended up not being baked, it ended up being cooked, it ended up being fried. Chayovim b'chale. It's chayiv b'chale. So let us stop at so Betam the kasha is here already. Kol shetchilosoi iso v'sofais of Gonim, as long as it was made a blila ovo, it was a isa, it was a dough, even though it ended up not being baked, it was fried or cooked, chayiv b'chale. He says, Isa ovos mechayiv b'chale. So the Rabbi Netam is a kasha on Rashi. So how can Rashi l'mshat na'a gemore? Rashi says, it seems from Rashi that this is a Isa, the chesorin is because you don't bake it b'tano, you bake it b'chamo. So if we would say that in order to be mechuyiv b'chale, it has to have a gemar, it has to end up lechem. So it's very good. This did not end up lechem. It ended up to be lechem osib lekutach. It's not going to end up lechem. But it says in the Mishnah, chale kol shetchilosei iso. V'soifei suvgonim chayovim b'chale. So we see there's a chiyev chale as long as the tchila was a isa ovo. So Tosfos is asking Akashan Rashi, soy bazoy, so why are you potter from Chala by Limudim? But it's a Isa Ova, and Isa Ova mitzad atzmoy is chayiv b'chala. That is the Rabbeinu Tam's Kashe on Rashi. Be'etzem, the Rosh in Psochim brings down the Shitas HaRash, the Shitas HaRash could be Shitas Rashi also. The Rash learned Pshat in this Mishneh, Kol Shetchilosai Isa V'Soifai Sufganim means that Kol Shetchilosai Isa, when he made the Gilgul Isa, when he made the dough, he had an intention to bake it in an oven. He had in Chilosai Isa does not mean you look at the texture of the dough. Chilosai Isa was the intentions B'Shas Gilgul Isa was to make a lechem. V'Soifai later, he ended up Sufganim later. His wife told him they should make donuts out of it. They should fry it. But the Tchilosa Isa means that B'Shas Gilgul Isa was an intent to bake it in an oven. That's how the Rash learned to have this Mishnah. So according to the Rash, it's very good Agamore. Agamore means is Tchilosa, the Agamore isn't called Tchilosa Isa. He had no intentions to bake this dough in an oven. He wanted to use it to dry it up a chametz. So this is not called Tchilosa Isa. So according to the Rash, the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha doesn't start. But the Rabbeinu Tam learned if him shat in the Mishnah. He learned shat in the Mishnah, Tchilosa Isa means, I don't look at his intentions. I look at the texture of the dough. It was Tchilosa Isa, V'Soifa Isav Gonim, Chayovim Bechale. The Aido, Blila Ove, Zashem Lechem, B'Shas Gilgalo Isa. And it doesn't matter what happened with it later. V'chol shetchilosai sufganim. Now this is the second half of the Mishnah. V'chol shetchilosai sufganim b'soifai ise chayovim nami b'tchal. If even though the tchila was a liquidy batter, but v'soifai ise, the soif was, it ended up being, they baked it in an oven, chayovim nami b'tchal. But if it wasn't a Isa Ova, was a Blila Rake, and he didn't end up baking it in oven, he ended up frying it or cooking it, potom in a chala. So the Rabbeinu Tam is a Kasha and Rashi, and we will see now, we'll see the whole Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but it's very modne. The Rabbeinu Tam did not say what we do with our Gemara. That means he has a kasha. So what do we do with our Gemara? So the Marsha says that the Rabbeinu Tam learned our Gemara is speaking about a blila rake. It is not speaking about a blila ovo. It is speaking about a blila rake. A blila rake or some emele. So mitzad the Gilgul ha'isa is no chi of chala. And so you only need a soifai, you need a soifai isa. Tchilosai sufganim v'soifai isa is chayiv. So there's no soifai also, there's no soifai isa. He has no intentions of baking it. His whole intent is to dry it b'chameh. So this is called tchilosai sufganim v'soifai sufganim. The tzir of ke'ovin, so ke'ovin could be, since it looks like he has an intent to bake it, the tzure of the sufganim looks like he has an intent to bake it, so could be min ha'toiretz mechuyiv, or k'ponim yidrabon, if it looks like, if he had an intent, could be min ha'toiretz mechuyiv. Tchilosai sufganim v'soifai isa could be a mechuyiv ready b'shas gilgul ha'isa, there's such a svare. If he is in, that Rabbeinu Tam is also made it. Tchilosai sufganim v'soifai isa, if b'shas tchilosai sufganim had an intent later to bake it. So since it looks like he has an intent to bake it, so even if he didn't have an intent, al kaponim midrabonon, yochayev b'chal. Uposak Rabbeinu Tam, so that's how he learned Pshat Nagamor, which is very interesting, he never said Pshat Nagamor. Uposak Rabbeinu Tam, but the Rabbeinu Tam has a Mishnah in Chale, that if there's a Belila over, it doesn't matter if it was baked in an oven, if it wasn't baked in an oven, it's chayiv b'chala. Uposak Rabbeinu Tam, im kain, beniblish v'rishulash, this is tchilosai isa v'soifai sufganim. That means this is not baked, this is fried or cooked. So we have a Mishnah that it's chayiv b'chale. So he said, another chiddush, mevolchin alein ha-moitzi, you make a moitzi on it, v'chayovin b'chale, and it's chayiv b'chale. Aval pi de soifon sufgonim, even though it's soifon sufgonim, but it's chayiv b'chale, and you make a moitzi. U'metchilo yerotzoleim ha-rabbeinu tam, the davke chayovin b'chale, he didn't want to say such a big chiddush. First, he just wanted to say that it's chayiv b'chala. The mitzvah chala ba'oidon isa. Because the mitzvah chala is chal b'shaset is an isa. V'chsiv arisa iseichem. V'hoyil shoyim etchila isa. So since it was an isa, has a potential to become lechem, it's a isa over chayovim b'chala. Doesn't matter what his intent was, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. As long as it is a Isa over, it's chayiv b'chala. Avo min ha-moitzi p'turim. But first the Rabbi Natam held that you're potter to make a moitzi, the achshav heimus of gonim. Because l'maise, the moitzi, the chayiv chal b'shas gilgul ha-isa, so since it was a Isa over, you're chayiv b'chala. The birchas ha-moitzi is totally b'shas achila, it is not lechem. B'shas achila, since it was cooked, it's sufganim, so you should make a mezainis. V'loy nire. And later, he had charot on that. And he said, no. Tola el k'toni, not lon lo ochlon. This is according to Rashi's pshat. Not lon, no, this is not lon lo ochlon, this is going according to everybody. We're speaking about the menachais. That it says that the kohen, when the kohen takes the menachis, mevorach aleim ha-moitzi gabi mincha. Afal pi da achshav heim sufganim, sham menachis metulganis b'shemen. That means that Rabbeinu Tam assumed there are different types of menachis. There's a minchas ma'afeitano, there's a minchas ma'acheshes. So Rabbeinu Tam said the beraisa that says that a kohen makes a moitzi on a mincha does not differentiate what kind of a mincha it is. Hoye oimed umakriv menachis b'Yerushalayim, any mincha, and it says on any mincha he makes a moitzi. Aye, the minchas ma'acheshes, it's fried and it's metugin b'shemen. So in the Rabbeinu Tam held that tigun b'shemen is a din bishul. Afal pika and you make a moitzi. So the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya from this beraisa that a isa ovo has a shame lechem, even though later it wasn't baked, it was cooked. That means the shame lechem already is chal, and an isa ovo has a shame lechem when it's roi lachila. It became roi lachila al a dough, a thick dough that's roi lachila, that is called lechem. Verim shaish, now, verim shaish is lokshin, noodles. Aval, no, some amelus that Rabbeinu Tam holds, so noodles is made out of a isa ovo. So now the Rabbeinu Tam has a pilpul, so there's two shailas. Are you mafrish chale from noodles? And do you make a moitzi on noodles? So shita sa Rabbeinu Tam, verim shaish, according to the Rash, which we mentioned before, since noodles, b'shas, the dough of noodles is made, there's no intent to bake the noodles. It's intended to be cooked. According to the Shitas HaRash, there's no chiyuv chala. And if I'm not mistaken, all those who produce noodles are samech on the Rash. Mikir Adin, I think, in Hilchos Chala, the Rabbeinu Tam is a chumre. We pass them like the Rash. They're not matrish chala. So, v'rim shayish, aval gav dechayovim b'chala, noodles, even though they're chayiv b'chala shahoya isa mitchile, so the sicha has a shame lechem legabi chayiv chala, p'turim me'amoitzi. But you don't make amoitzi on noodles. Emevochen alein ala bei rabbinim mizaynis, the last lohu terisa dename. So here the Rabbeinu Tam says, but lemaise, it doesn't have any tzura of lechem. Noodles doesn't have a tzura of lechem, so therefore, So the tzur is mafkiya, the tzur is mafkiya the shemlach. V'achar kach birchas mein sholosh ala michya v'ala kalkol. That's Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Yechiel hoye mesupik im Wirmshaish chayovim b'chala. Rabbi Yechiel had a sofik b'chlala v'tchayev b'chala. And he had a very interesting sofik. What was the sofik? Mishum desnan, let's see the Bach, Mishum desnan ha'oysa isosai botzek. The Mishnah says, if a person makes his dough kedei lechalko, it's botzek kedei lechalko, turim in achala. That means if a person, b'shas, when he made the dough, there is a shear how much dough there has to be in order to be mechuyev b'chala. Let's say the chiyev chala with abroche is 5 pounds, be'erech 5 pounds. So you need a shear to make a, you have an isa of 5 pounds. The Mishnah says if a person made 5 pounds, took 5 pounds of flour and made a dough, kidei lechalko, he had intentions to divide this dough, p'tura min achala. Since he has intentions to divide this dough, so it's part of minachala. So it's a b'sazab chine of kola oimed lichole ki cholek domi. So if we consider that this dough b'asher u'sham does not have the shir chala, since it's oimed lichole. The last bo shiur, it doesn't have a shir. Hochi, we'll still come back to this Rabbeinu Yechiel in 1 minute. Hochi, gabi v'rim shayish, nami, pomim mechalkin. It's also divided. What's that's divided? She'ein mesimin shir chala b'kteira achas. You don't put, you don't have 5 pounds of noodles. So memele, so this year a suffix, maybe it's called, maybe it should be potter from a precious chala, because it's oise isose botzek. Acho yomatrich lika chala b'loi broche b'shvil asof. Now, this is a very interesting Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel brings a Mishnah that if a person makes a Isa Botzei Kidei Lechalko, that he has an intent to cut up this Isa, to divide it, it's Potom Min Achala. So the Tzlach of a note brings down, he says, Ali Yidinis, they bake Chala Erev Shabbos. They don't make Suda Chalas, 5 pound Suda Chalas. No, they don't do that. They make Chalas Metlacha Mishnah, and they all make a broche. So why is this different than a oise? This is not only the tzlach kashi, brings down the levush ester kashi, ready, another achoinim ester kashi. Why doesn't this have a din from oise, isosoi, kedei lechalko? So others say, that he brings down from the levush, the others say, kedei lechalko is only if he, in the person who made the dough, decided to give it to different people. That's called, then it's considered that the Isa Bishlei Musa doesn't have a Shir Chala. But if he intends to use it himself, that's for the Levush says. So that's not considered Isa Isa Soy Kedei Lechalka. So it's Chayiv Bechala. So that's very good. That's what the Levush says. That's what you do with this Mishnah. But Al Koponim the Rabbeinu Yechiel, Rabbeinu Yechiel didn't seem to hold this teretz. Rabbeinu Yechiel said even though the lokshin is going to remain by him, since it's going to be put into two parts, it's called Isosei Lechalka. So l'chayr, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, is shver. So how do all noshim make, a brocha nafroshes chale? They don't intend to make suda chalas. Okay, the tlach says a teretz. Let's not go into that, but l'koponim, this is a mechudishtike Rabbeinu Yechiel that was mechadish, since he has an intent, he won't put it all in one pot that has a din of kedei lechalka. V'chol dovo shetchilosai suvgonim v'soifo isa. Let's go on the second half of the Mishnah in Chala. V'tchilosai suvgonim, it's a watery batter. Abli lo raka, v'soifo isa, and later you bake it. Chayovim bechala, ubaha moitzi, then you make a moitzi. Tekaimolon ke Rabbi Yoichanan peire kol sho, we paskin leit Rabbi Yoichanan, de pligi Rabbi Yoichanan v'reish lokish, b'maise ilfis. There's a machloikis, if something is baked in a pot al ha'esh, it's not in a tanu, but it's not fried in the pot. ופליגי בבלוסי רקה, דמחלויקי סזייב הבלילה רקה, דיין את חילוסי סופגונם, וסויפי איסה, עם נפה, בטנו, אוי בקירו, אוי באילפס, פלוי מים ושמן, what's the deal? דריש לא כשביר לדלהב החי ואול כשנפה בטנו. סויפי איסה is only if it was baked in a tano, but if it was baked in a pot, so that doesn't make it, and it was a blila raka, that doesn't make it pass. Vahokoi mas nisen chilosei subgonim v'soif isa d'chai v'chal, avo bilfes pota. Rabbi Yochanan m'chai, the maise ilz v'soif isa kirinim bay, that even though it wasn't baked in an oven, it's also considered hastes, soif isa kirinim bay, it's called rak, lechem. Rak shloyir mashkin bilfes. But it shouldn't be deep fried in the ilfis, because then that's called tigun. And tigun is called bishul. So mamele, you wouldn't make a maitzi and be chayiv b'chalam. Doch isi b'yirishalmi kol sh'ol tachtav chayiv b'chalam avochen olav ha-maitzi. Aval anilish ein mevochen olav ha-maitzi. Now, klar what this anilish is, it's a guvle baum, it's a mass of dough. The Siv Sechomim says it's knedlach, I don't know if it's the way we imagine knedlach. Ein mevolchen olav ha-maitzi, v'loi havle elo guvle baum. Ha-maitzi, z'chein l'vroch ha-mutshet sich on this teisvis, he says, who cares what it looks like, if it's a new svari of guvle baum. This seems this Nilish al Kaponim was baked in an oven we're speaking about. No, after it's baked, it's a guvla baume. So Moshe says, you see from Taisvist, that in order to have a shem lechem, it's not sufficient that you bake the dough. In order to get a shem lechem, you have to have a tzur of lechem. Okay, if that's the only chilik in this guvla, the only chilik is only in the tzura, unless this guvla, it's more than the looks could be, the taste is also, it's an inferior type of a dough product. Meal. Im kova su dosi olayu, if you are keveye su de and this nilish, kamei bepurim, oh, agavuche, this nilish is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this nilish is a blile raka miyoid. It's a blila raka miyoid, you make it an ilfis. And it ends up, it's very soft and very thin. The taz mutchit sechklor, what together is, but this is what it is. It's baked in an ilfis, but it's a very watery batter and it's soft and thin. So that's called guvla ba'alme. There's a story you should not have to make a moitzi on. It doesn't have a chshivis of pas. Miyu ikovesu dosayu alayu. But if you were kevei yesude, kamei bepurim, purim, it seems this was, even though it wasn't popular as a bread for to be misitzoid, but it was a tasty machel. And purim, a lot of these were eaten purim by the sude. Mevorech hamaitzi. So then you'll make hamaitzi. V'chol dovo shetchilosei suvgonim v'gam soifoi kegoin hani suvgonim shemetagnem oisoi v'shemen shekoirim bunai is pturim in achale. This lamaise, if it's a blilo rako and in the end it was fried, so then it's potum in achale and you'll make a mezainis on it. Omalei abaye l'rab Yosef hai kuve diyaro. Now, kuvah da'are, we heard already, that was truknin. Kuvah da'are, so Rashi said, oysa mokim cholo bekire, v'noysay b'soychay mayim v'kemach, m'ayshoysim ba'alfis. So it says over here that kuvah da'are is chayiv b'chala. It is chayiv b'chala. This is called, it's an afiyin, it's chayiv. In sense, not even the philosophies of gonim v'soychay isin, it's chayiv b'chala. Haikuve da'are, mai mevolchen ilade. What broche do you make on it? Omalei misovris namu. You think this is a shame lechem? Guble baumu. It's a mass of dough. If it's a blila raka we mentioned before, blila raka moid, the Mishnah Berurah says. So it doesn't have achshivis of pas. Umavochen alei aboyre mine mizoynis. Is the criteria, the guidelines, what is a shame pass, is something that's osi likvayasudosai, something that's osi for lemisid. This guvla ba'alme does not have these milas. So mamela mavochan ulei boire mine mezainis. Mazutre kova sudosai ilave. Mazutre was kveyasudandis. Oborach alei amoitzi lechem in oretz v'sholish brochis. He was Kevei Yesude, and he made Hamaitzi. This is very interesting. Now, what is this Kuva Da'are? Is it just to understand the Inyan of the, just to understand the Inyan of the Maila of Kvi Yesude? Is this Lechem or isn't this Lechem? I eat a kizayis, I make a mezainis, I make a lamichye. I eat 20 zaysim, I make a moitzi, and I bench. I mean, besides the oichel that's getting stouter, I mean, but what's hot is the machel? What is the machel? The din is nicht af the oichel, the din is af machel. So is this lechem, or isn't this lechem? How do we understand this inyan of kvi yesude? There are two oifanim how to explain this. There's one oifen, tamina teire, it's lechem. It's lechem, it's gubla baum, it's lechem. Mina teire, it's lechem. But the rabbonon, but it's not a choshev lechem. It's not a lechem that a person is kevei yesude. It's not a choshev lechem. So Kozman, he's not kevei yesude. So the whole chi of brocha is samazen with the rabbonon. Now we're only negay, the brocha rishain is always at the rabbonon. The brocha achroine, if he's not kevei yesude, it's also, he's just having a snack, it's also a rabbona. Minateirin yivachalta v'savot. So we're talking about the rabbona. Oh, we're speaking about the rabbona. So the rabbona said, if this does not have achshivis of lechem, that means even though theoretically, in the encyclopedia, it's considered lechem, aber the achshivis of lechem, The maila that lechem has, that's misitzoid, and a person is kiveya sudosei olof, it doesn't have it. So, and this is now broches the rabbonon, broches the rabbonon, so we say you don't make a moitzi. You only make a moitzi on something that has achshivis of lechem veinenu. So, maila, so you make a mezainis, and you make dos. If kova sudosei olay, so you could say one of the two. So then the Rabbonon Amzichnishke can't mission doshay. Cover now that Shashal of a deraisa ready. You'll have to bench on this. I mean, we can't say any deis over here. You'll have to bench on this. So if you have to bench on this already, because since min ha'tayretz lechem, the zechiyah birchas ha'mozon, so maybe they said you have to make a baitzi also. You have to be consistent. That's one way you could learn. And the other way you could learn, if it's kovasu dosi alei, so then the etzemachel, If by this person is kevei yesude, so here's achshivas of lechem by this person. So his kvi yesude kri gives it a shame lechem. The chesorin it had, and it has by everyone, someone that has by everyone, this is, it doesn't apply by him. So therefore, you make a moitzi. That's two ways how you can learn shat in the lomdis of kvi yesude. Mazutre kova sudose ilave. Borech ilave hamaitzi lechem in haoret v'sholesh broches. Omar mar barabashi, v'odom yoitzi bem yidei chayvosai bepesach. A person is yoitzi yidei chayvosai bepesach. My time lechem oini kerimim bei. So the Divrei David has two pshotim in the memra of mar barabashi. And Be'etzim, perhaps it is totally in our two oifanim how to be mevayer what the lomdis of Kvi Yesude is. According to the first oifan, we said Be'etzim in Atayre, it's lechem. It's lechem. Now the Rabbonon said, oh, but it's not a lechem to make a moitzi on. Moitzi need a choshev lechem. It's not a lechem to bench on. Fine.
But for matzah, it's mehudadik. That's lechemoini, fakert. What the milas you need for matzah, you don't need. Well, to make a moitzi, you need a lechem, which a person's kvei suda. But for matzah, you need lechemoini. For lechemoini, it's gans fine. It's there. The greater the oini, the more mehudadik it is. So therefore, one can use it lechatchila for lechemoini. So it come out lechayre like this pshat. So you'll make a bayre mina mezainis. According to this pshat. Then the Divrei David wants to say a second pshat. He wants to say that since by the Seder you eat it behesebe, so that alone gives it a chshivis of kviyas. This stems very good with our second mahalach, that the kviyas makes it for lechem. So he says, a Seder metaban ishtanon, this gives it an importance, and this is machshiv, the kuvah da'are. So therefore, it has a shame. So it's called lechem lagabi amaitzi also, gabi birchas amozen also. There's a very interesting minchas chinuch who wants to explain mar baravashi, because there's a problem over here. There's a problem. It only is a shame lechem when you kivei yisudin. And here he says, Adam Yetzim Nechivosi bePesach Vaisis Avalid Yekazayis. So that is the problem. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that the Tur brings down that even though, it's tough Reish Lamed Tes, that even though a whole, Kol Yemei Asukis, a person is permitted to eat less than an achilas arai chutzla sukkah. But since the first night sukkahs, there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis, so the Torah was machshiv an achilas kezayis. Achilas kezayis already has achshivis, you're not allowed to eat it chutzla sukkah. So this apsah achshivay, the Torah was machshiv this achilas, so this achilas gets a shame kva. So Memeilus, so the Minchas Chinuch wants to say the same thing over here also. Since the Torah was Machshiv the Achila, so here's a din kviyas, here's a din Achila. So Memeilus, so that's why you yoitze. He says the mitzvah gives it a din kva. The Stipler wants to taina l'chayre and lomdest is a tremendous chilik. He says over there the Torah was machshiv achilas kezayis, so achilas kezayis has achshivis. So therefore, one is not either kezayis chutz l'sukkah the first night sukkahs. Mashenkin over here, the Torah never said that this is matzah. Al zeh gufa anu donim. That means we have something that in yisod is not lechem. There's no kva. So as the Torah says it's good, so it's good. You don't need the Torah for it. The Torah never said that this is good. You don't have a Torah achshivei on this machel. There was never a tzivei Torah that this, with this machel, you mekayim mitzvos matzah. So you lost your achshivei. So there's no achilas kva. Al kaponim, that's with this sugya of kuvah da'are and kvi yisude. Taisviz, marzutre kovah sudose ilavei. Vechein nilish. Again, this nilish is a blilo rako. Ikove sudosi alei, mevochen alei amaitzi. Vechein tzivu haram bepurim, shekoivin sudosin alei, levoich amaitzi, vepas tchile, kedei lepoitre mibroch. Ay! So you mesupi kia vekviyus ayu kviyus aloi. The kviyus, the Purim, it's very hard to be done Purim v'stutzach do, what's called a kviyas. Sal kaponim, this kviyas, he was mesupik, if it has a shame kviyas, if it doesn't have a shame kviyas. So memele, he suggested that in order to be yetzel a choladeis, one should make a moitzi on lechem gomel. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'omar mar baravashi, haiduvshe de tamri. So Tais Meshita is Duvshe de Tamri means the dvash that runs out of Tmorim. Mevolchim elavei shahakel niyo bedvori. A person makes a shahakel. Maitaime zeye ba'almahu. It is zeye. It is not the ikar peiri. It is only a zeye that emerges from the peiri. So therefore,
You make a shahakel. Keman ki haitane, disnan, dvash tmorin, viyein tapuchin, a type of cider from apples, v'chaymet svoinyeis. Svoinyeis are grapes which never became ripe, and they make vinegar out of them. V'shar mei peiris shel trume, and the Zohar drank them. Rabbi Lezer machayiv kerem v'chaymish. It seems Rabbi Lezer holds that they have, that's, it's called, not called the Zay of the Peri, it's considered like the Ike Peri, and the Zohar is Chayiv Keren V'Chaymish. Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, Rabbi Yeshua Patos. So Mamela, so he's paskening like Rabbi Yeshua. Zogt Rashi, Zay Ba'al Mahu, Ba'ene Pri Levoichal of Boire Pri Ha'etz. V'Chaymet Tzfoinyayis, Soifei anovim she'ein misbashlem oilomim. These are grapes which will never become ripe. Voisim eim choymetz. Machayev kern v'choymish, l'shoysem mimenu b'shoygik. For Rabbi Yeshua poiter, v'zei ba'amu, v'ein she'ein tru mechal olo. V'ein lecho pri hanitin l'mashke, elo zeisim v'anovim bulvad. V'heinu kemar baravashi, Rabbi Yeshua is like mar baravashi. Zuktaisvis, Haidufshe de Tamri, Mevochin Ilave Shahakel. Vechein Mashke Mikol Mine Peiris, the Mashke of all Peiris, Var Mitirish Vyitzo, Kedamrinen Gabi Olo. Like the Gemara says by Olo, that ein soifkin es arboim ela hal yoytze mizeisim va'anovim bulvat. So Tosfos had a mocker from Ola. In Ola it says that a person will only get malchus arboim only if he has shemen shal Ola or yayin shal Ola. But any other mashke that comes out from any other fruit, there's no chiv Ola. So you see klar that all mashkois do not have a shame peiri, they have a shame zeyah ba'alma. Why does Tosfos say this? La fuki me halachis gedolos. The Baal halachis gedolos said pshat in our Gemara that our Gemara is not speaking about dvash hazov miatmorim. Now our Gemara is speaking about that a person soaked tmorim in water, and he cooked it, so the mashke that came out from this process, this means this is the tmorim were nice and tam in the mashke, so this mashke one makes a shakel. That's how the Baal halachis gedolos learn pshat in our Gemara. Haiduvshe de tamri mevochin ilave shahakol niya bedvori. The reason of the Bahag, the Bahag says, the shtani le'iluye k'moy shemen zayis. And he says, ve'evshel de taima de goin, and he brings the raya from Ola. By Ola it says klo, ein soifkin es aboim, ela yoytzim in azeisim in anovim bilvat. So we see that only zeisim v'anovim have a shame pri. But all other mashkois don't have a shame pri. That's Tosfos kasha from Ola. So the Rosh wants to say, ve'efshel taimoi shel goyim mishum de bekro ksiv udvash, v'loi ksiv tmorim. In Cain, Kro, Airi, it says, Eretz, Zeish, Shemen, Udvash. So when the Pasuk is speaking about Tmorim, which is one of the Shiva Saminim, the Torah doesn't mention the fruit. The Torah mentions the Dvash that runs out from the fruit. In Cain, Kro, Airi, Bedvash, Hazov, Mei Eilov, Mina Tmorim, Ubechlau, Shiva Saminimu, Umevorchal, Obeiri, Preyetz, Ebrocha, Achas, Mei Ein Sholish. So that was the svore of the Baal Halachas Gdolos. And could be, Aces, and that's where the Baal Halachas Gdolos said that our Gemara is speaking about
Agamar is speaking about Tavke, if they soaked the Tmorim in water and then they cooked it, then there's a din of Zeya Baume. But the pure Dvash has, Al Kaponim make a Boire Priyates. The Sheikho Didon, now Taisva speaks about beer that is made out of Sa'irim. Aval Gav the Shemo Yeshben Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Could be there is a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of sa'oirim. There are two mahalchim pshat in Taisus. Either Taisus means the sa'oirim are nimuach, they dissolved in the beer, but there's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of sa'oirim in the beer, or kaponim, there's the tam of a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras in the beer. On Sheikho, you make a Shahakal. Bafulu le Rav Shmuel, da Omri. Kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim. Mevorchen olav boi reminim mezaynis. You make a boi reminim mezaynis. Alachayra, we have here a content of chameshes haminim. So Taisus makes three chalukim. Hoche le have a bohu mamish siyayrim. Then Sheikhar Ella Tam Baum. So Taisus means to say the whole chiddush of Rav Shmuel is in the Mizainis. Here Lehavabu Mamish Sa'irim. Either it's Nemuach, it's only the Tam of the Sa'irim. So Memele, so it doesn't fall into the category of Kol Sheyesh by Mechamesh Yisamin. Mishum sheyesh boi iluya achrine bepas. It has a iluya achrine bepas. We'll explain this in 1 minute. V'oid mishtiya oimer shahako. The svore of iluya achrine bepas could be twice this means to say as follows. We had learned before that Yayin v'shemen, one is not called Zeya Baume, and that you make a Bayer Priyait, and then there's a Chi of Ola. The Shaila is, what is the difference between Yayin v'shemen that's squeezed out of grapes and olives, and Dvash Tmorim, which Taisus says is called Zeya Baume. Is there a chilik in the physical content of the chemical content, Yayin V'Shemen, that's called the Gufapri, and Dvash Tmorim is called a Zeya from the Pri? Is there a chemical chilik? Or is there a Lomdeshe chilik? Taisus and Baba Basre, if I'm not mistaken, Taisus and Sochem also, seems to hold there's a lomdish chilek. There's no chilek between almond juice and dvash tmorim and yayin. They're all the same. It's the liquid content of the fruit. No, so why is this called the pri and why is this not called the pri? So it seems the svari is because this is the ilui of the pri. That means the pri, the tachlis of the pri is this mashke. So Memele, this is called the pri. That means even though the pri that grows on the tree is a grape, but that is not, since this is the ilui of the pri, this is the tachlis of the pri. So Memele, so this is called the pri. So therefore you make a bayri pri eight on this also, on shemen. Yayin, it's mistet soid, it's the meich, make a bayri pri agof. But al koponim, since this is ishtani li iluya, even though it's a zeya, even though in the chemical analysis, this is azeya, but since this is the ilui, this is the tachlis of the pri is nis'al al yodoi, so therefore, we make the bilches apri and azeya. That is the chiddush of yayin v'shemen. So, Taisus now had a shaila by sa'irim, sheikha sa'irim. So one should also say, even though there's water added,
And but this is Sheikh, the beer business is a big business. So Mamela, this is the Ilui of the Pri. So let us say that this is the Pri. So Taisa says no, that this Lomdis, that if you have in Yesod a Zaya, you don't have a Pri. But if this is the greatest Ilui of the Pri, so I say this is the Pri also. But if this is not the greatest Ilui of the Pri, the greatest Ilui of Seirim is past. So Memele, I do not say that the Seirim content, even though it's Mashbiach, the water, and it's a Choshev Amashke, this does not give it a Shivis of Seirim, since in Yitzod it's only a Tam in Mayim. And therefore, Taisus wants to be Mechalik between Sheikhel Seirim and Yayin. And then Taisa says the third teretz, Bishtiya Oimar Shahako, which we'll see at the last Taisvis, that when does one make Boire Mine Mezoinis? If this machal is mazin, if it is a very Bishtiya, if the mazin content is so small that it is not eaten, it is only, a person only drinks this mixture, so then it doesn't have a shame mozen at all. So therefore, one doesn't make, not only it only has a tam, it will have a be'en of mezoinis. We'll see later, Taisus will bring down the case of shesise, that a person puts ma'at kemach in water, and even though it's more than a tam, the kemach is there, but since it is drunk and not eaten, so therefore one makes a shahakel. That's the third svara why by sheikha one should make a shahakel. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omalei ahume rabbonon le Rove. He asked Rove a shayle, trima mahu. What is the halacha of trima? So what is trima? So Rashi says, trima ma mevorchen olo. V'shem trima kol dover hakosush ktas ve'enei merusik. Trima means something that is Kosush Ktas, it's a little beaten up, it's a little mashed. Ve'enei merusik, it's not merusik legamri. The Rambam says the moshul of trime, he says a person took dates and he took the pit out of them and he made it into a dough. That's what the Rambam calls trime. There's a big machloikis, hapoiskim, if there's a machloikis Rashi in the Rambam, because the Rashi says kotshus ktas, so Rashi, you have to know when the ktas ends, and when Abu Kaponim, it seems if it's kosush legamri, it is not nikir the tzuris haperi Rashi holds, then this is not our sugye. And the Rambam holds, even though it's kosush legamri, it looks like a dough now, it's completely mashed, you also make the birchas haperi, which is the maskonas ha-gemore. Or others want to say, the Drishin, the Or Hashulchan want to say, that the translation of Merusik means that it was liquefied. That's what Rashi means. Rashi means, Kozman, it's not a syrup, then one, that falls into the category of Trime. Kosush Ktas ve'enoi Merusik. So Al Koponim, this one of the Rabbonon asked Rove Trime Mahu. What is the Aloch of Trime? Lahava Adaita the Rove Maikomalai. He didn't understand Klo what he was asking, what the case was. Yosef Ravina Kami the Rove. So Ravina was sitting there, so he went over to this Rabbonon, he told them, Omalai, what Trime are you speaking about? The Shumshimika Amrit, or the Kultamika Amrit, or the Pulsanika Amrit. So let us see Rashi. Amalei Ravina Lumei Rabbonon, Eze Trima Ata Shoyl, which Trima are you speaking about? The Kultami Kalchum Shekoshim Oysoi Venoisnim Bo Yayim Vishoisin, Oy the Shumshimi Loitzi Shimnon, this is ground, the sesame in the Loitzi Shimnon, Oy the Pulsani Ksishas Anovim, Losis Lusecha Chatsani Mayim, Losis Temed, this is called about the pits of grapes, which Trima are you speaking about? Adohi vaohi aske rove ledaite. Ivani rove figured out what this Chadmi Rabbana was really asking. Omalei chashilta vadi ka amret. Oh, you're asking chashilta. geschilt amal rav geschilt kamret mit teig di rabin even rabin as shaila amal da mor shaltan yes me something that was secret kemay bey geschilt de schitte schulen oh wat karton milse now you reminded me of a loch ha da amar avasi avasi said hay tamri shal trume mutter lasis mehem trime that means even though the place can bring down this whole shayla of trima is when it's not derech achilosei bekach. It's mamish derech achilosei bekach when it's ground, so you make the broche that on the avdika peir. But here it's not derech achilosei bekach. So haytamri shal trume muter lasis mehem trime, even it's not considered a ibud trume, but also lasis mehem sheichel. Sheichel is not, that's called, you're not eating the trume kederach achilose. Vehilchese, tamri vavdine utrime, mavochen alayu b'ripriyeit, maitayme b'milsayu kaime. It is still considered, it is still the previous matzav, even though there was a slight change to that it was meshed. Kedemikor. It is not mafsid the macha. Alma de milsekoi. It is still considered the same macha. But even the hochi mavochen alei boirei prihoitz. Zok the gemara weiter. Shesisa. What is the halacha of shesisa? So shesisa Rashi says machol haosi mikemach kloyes. You had flour from roasted kernels of wheat, shenisyabshu betanu, bo'icha shibolim lachim, and you mixed this kemach in water. Rav Omar shahakol, some of you cooked it. Rav Omar shahakol niyo bedvor. You make a shahakol on it. Ushmul Omar, boire mine mezaynes. Omar Rav Chizde, v'loi pligi. There is no machloikis between Rav and Shmul. Ha be ovo, ha be rako. Rav that says, you make a shahakel, speaking about a rako, so you make a shahakel. And Shmuel is speaking about an ovo. And he explains, ha be ovo be rako, ove la achila ovdilo, so it's called a machel. So therefore, you make a boire mine mezoinis. It's not called a machu, so if it doesn't have a shame machu, so therefore you make a shahakul on it. So there are two mahalchim and achrayim how to learn pshat, divide what this means. Others learn pshat that since the ra'al learn pshat, since l'refu'e ka'avdilo, so the whole tachlis is refu'e, so therefore the birches hanenim, the broches proteus that was niskan on each mean to make a broche proti, that's tafke, if it's oimed lachila, if it's oimed lerefue, so there was no takone of a broche proti, so only make a broche kloli of a shahakel. That's how the all learns pshat. Or you can learn pshat since lerefue ka of the law, so it's not the derech achila. The derech achila is there's more kemach to it. This is a more type of a medicine. So memele, so in the tzuris hamachol, it's not derech achilosoi. So therefore, you make a shahakol. Mosiv Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked the kasha. So what are you saying? You're saying that rako does not have a shem machol. The shovin, we learned as follows. Number one, we learn shaboichshin es hashosois b'shabes. That a person is allowed to mix together shesisa and Shabbos. Here the shayla is, and you're allowed to mix it, you're allowed to drink it. And here the shayla is alslisha. So since this shesisa is a very watery mixture, so one is allowed to mix it in Shabbos. The isal kedaitach l'refuah komechavin, refuah b'Shabbos mishori. If you're telling me that the whole lomdus of ravis, because l'refuika of the law, so it's a medicine. So therefore, that's why one doesn't make a boire mina mezaynis. So if it's a medicine, how is one allowed to take this in Shabbos? Amale Abaye v'atle tizbri says, not yizich allowed to take it in Shabbos. Vos nam kol ha'oichlin, and the kol is malbalat, oichel adam l'refuika b'Shabbos. Cholamashkin shoyse. He says, in Yisod, it is an oichel. In Yisod, it is a machel. Because in Yisod, shesise ovo is a machel for sure. So shesise rake is the same machel. No, it's diluted a little bit. It's not a different tzure. It's a machel. So if shesise ovo is called a machel, you dilute it a little bit. So it's a diluted machel, but it's a machel. Vosnan kolo oichlem oichel odom l'refuhe b'shabes. V'chol ha-mashke shoyse. Ela ma'is loch le'meime gavro la'achila kamachavin. Ochenami gavro la'achila kamachavin. Lishnachine ela ma'is loch le'meime gavro la'achila kamachavin refuhe me'meile kohavi. Ochenami la'achila kamachavin refuhe me'meile kohavi. Now, what are these two lashonos over here? So the Goyin explains as follows. The two lashonos are, the Gemara Abaye said that in Yisod it's called a machel. That means in Yisod, shesisa is a machel, so shesisa rak is a diluted machel, but it doesn't lose the same machel because there's more water. Since it's in Yisod, it's the same recipe as shesisa ovo. It's only diluted a little bit, it has a shame machel. So, and we have a klal, kol ha'oichlim oichel odom l'refuah b'shabbos. Now the Gemara has two shailas how one is permitted to eat it. The first lashon of the Gemara holds that you have to have kavonas achila. That's for sure. You have to have kavonas achila because refuah is the asad. You have to have kavonas achila. So the first lashon holds, as long as you have kavonas achila, you can have kavonas refuah also. That means he can say, Yerotzen Shteisig Zalil Rafu'e, but I want to eat it, and I'm taking the Rafu'e also. He says, Shos Shabbos, Abiyev Kavonis Achille, and Hashem Machol is still chal on this, because in Yesod it's Shesise, no, it's only diluted. So that's why it's Mutter in Shabbos. The second Lashon holds, no. Shabbos, if you'll have Kavonis Rafu'e, Toik Doch Nish. That's going to be Osir. Shabbos, you have to say, Vom Shabbalay Vein and Vom, I'm eating it. I'm eating Shesisa for Shabbos. No, Shabbos or Melizah, Kafur Chay Velova. I'm eating it L'Shem Achila. That are the two L'Shaynes, how one is permitted to eat it in Shabbos. But as the Yisod is, since it's a Machel, and Yisod it is a Machel, so therefore, that's why it is mutter to be eaten Shabbos. Well, there's a shaila how the oifen achila. Yeah. Utzriche derav. So now, but if we see it's a machel, so why does Rav have to say you make a shakel on it? It's a machel. The imehai have a mine. So the going says a meyer de kipshat. He says, "Mi di mehai have a min elachila komachav and refu memeilakav." He says, "That's what it says. It's allowed to be eaten in Shabbos. Koloich lemoichel odom refu b'Shabbos because it has a shame machel." He says, "You know when it has a shame machel, I would think that's dafkin Shabbos because in Shabbos if he's needed only l'shem refu, he'll bang him over the head. You know, if he does l'shem refu, it's also so Shabbos daf is essen l'shem machel. That's Shabbos." Oh, but what is in mitten de woche, he tells the truth. In mitten de woche, he says he hates it and it doesn't taste good. I'm only taking a medicine. Avalor, even the lechatchila refuah, he is only taking it for refuah. So I would think in mitten woche, leilivrechilave, you shouldn't make a broche, because lemais, I'm only taking it for refuah. And that was the chiddush of Rav. That even though his only intent is refue, but since vinisht vi, it has a teres machol in it, and there is a noas achila also, so memela, therefore one has to make boy bruchi, one makes a broch. And that is the chiddush of Rav. Let us see Rashi. Over lachila avide ubemilse kaime. So this zicha bemilse kaime. So here others say that by over, even though he'll take it l'refue, it's still bemilse kaime. That means his kavon l'refue by over zicha is not mishana. This zicha has a shame machal, it's derech achila, so his his kavona zichu will not be mafkiya the brach von abayim in mezainis also. This is really a mozeh. Shabayichin megisim bechav la'alva yofe b'meimov. You mix it up with a spoon. Zaisa mamitzli mefayrish m'mesechis pesachim. B'chol amashke shaisa alma lachila mechaven. Ufura memele havi yochanami lachila bechavi. Utsriche the rav shmuv avagav the sanyilin yishabes the oichu. It's an oichu. L'mutalocha b'shabes. It's the chlamayim of the ton broche b'choyr. Hachisin sark dachin kilfu kamachavin loy leboi broche. Kvash v'lon, tivin the misani minay sherei machol hu ba'on yesoyd it's a machol boi bruchi. Taisves, v'shovin sheboichishin. What's the v'shovin? They agree. Who are the parties that agree? Rebbe v'rabbi yoisi pligi gabi noisin mayin l'soy chamusin. So there's a machloikis, if one is permitted to add mayon into bran, there's a shaila if the adding water alone, it has a shame losh. And here the moide, that one is allowed to mix it. Ubeklisha mayri, this is speaking about a very watery mixture, bilitani uboicheshin, ulektani loshin gibu, vohi dakin and hosan. So that's the vishovin shaboicheshin. V'salke daitach l'refua of delay, if it's of delay, refua b'shabes mishori, the soiva, the makshin held, the chivin, she'ikrei l'refua, see, since the ikar is l'refua, v'en regilus la'soisoi l'tzorech achile, one does, that means this is a diluted machel, so the makshin held, since the diluted machel is only used l'refua, also b'shabes, even though in Yisod it's a machel, but the dilution is megala that this is a medicine. Vosnan kol ha'oichlin. So the Gemara said, she said no. Vosnan kol ha'oichlin. The mash may be the knockout kol ha'oichlin, the kol is marbe, the afilu she'ikroi l'refuah, even though ikroi in this matzav is l'refuah, Kiven sheroi lachile, since it's roi lachile, and you saw the tzamachol, shaper domi. The midinokat koil, so it's marbe, ul oichlem afilu, something dumye, the shesi serake. Umasik agmore, etzricha drave shmu, the pshite, lamas nisen de shari bishabes, kiven shaymed lachile, afogabdikul refue. So, amu drave shmu, shminid leinem, kiven dikulafule, leboich alay klau. The Mishnah is telling us this Yisod, even though it's Oymed L'Refuah, but even though since given the Avagav Dikul L'Refuah, given Shoymed L'Achil, it's good. But the Chiddush of Rav Shmuz, he make a broche. Kamash Malon, given the Mesanim in Eid Boi Bruchim. Umi Kol Mokayim, Taisa says, Lo Yivorech Elo Shahakel. You only make a Shahakel on it. Given She'enoi Osi Lisoid, since this combination of ribui mayim amiyat kemach is not osi lisoid, ki im lishtois, this is only made to drink, in kain, kol dovo, she yesh bai mechameshes haminim, ve'enei osi lisoid ki im lishtois, ki goin sheicho, now this goes back to sheicho, ki yoytiloi, mevorer shahako, achai gavna posik ba'al alochis gdoiles, ve'hilchese, some of this is the loch of the loch in the Baal loch is Gdeilis. Shisisa ove mevorech boire mine mezoinis. Klishte mevorech shakel v'afal pisha lefuah nashis. Heichad islai hano mine mevorech. If he has hano, he makes a broch.
Zayichem nishmas suri este vas mayudurit.